with skipper Owen Morgan. And Owen, first, some team news. Johnny Bairstow back in the team for Jason Roy.
Yes, he is. Johnny obviously came in for the semi-final of the Champions Trophy. Jason went through a pretty tough period, and obviously since then he scored a lot of runs for Surrey. But we feel it's the right time to make the change and give Johnny an opportunity at the top of the order with Alex Hales. He's been in fantastic form for quite some time now and has never let us down with a bat, regardless of the role that we've asked him to play. So it's a huge opportunity for Johnny.
It's interesting that at the moment you're trying to squeeze quite a lot of very good players into 11 positions. I was looking at the T20 and you've got Moeen Ali back, you've got Ben Stokes back. Nice problems to have, I guess.
Yeah, extremely nice problems to have. You know, amongst the two fantastic all-rounders is Chris Wokes coming back as well, which is great to see. You know, he's been unfortunate with injury this year, but in the past he's been one of our best bowlers. So we are spoiled for choice at the moment, and it does give us a bit of a luxury, particularly when we have Moeen and Ben in the team, to play around with the balance of the side.
But it's interesting you're also talking about the fact that despite the embarrassment of Richie's, still looking for a certain amount of consistency.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an area that we're striving to improve on, particularly in this series. It's one area there is probably our most room for improvement. We have a huge amount of potential, admittedly, but getting to produce that on some sort of level of consistency is very important for our future development.
As it's an interesting watching different England teams, on your day, you can beat anybody by a lot. But there are also days when things don't fire. Can you put your finger on where that inconsistency comes from?
Not quite. I think it's just an area in which we're trying different things. You know, we're not trying the same thing over and over again. And that's, you know, trying to strike a balance. Because, you know, to limit that really poor game with the really good one is, like I mentioned, very important for us.
Now, you've highlighted bowling as an area that you can improve, particularly in the middle overs. Can you just talk us through that?
Yeah, here our bowling's been very good for us. And obviously it took us a long way in the last 2 years, and certainly produced really good performances for us in the Champions Trophy. And, you know, in order for us to get to the very best, we'll have to look at getting the ball moving in those middle period overs, where potentially it doesn't offer a great deal. It was an important part of Pakistan's success in the Champions Trophy this year, and certainly against us it worked really well. So certainly getting the ball moving is an area that we're trying to improve on.
Thoughts on the West Indies? Impressed in the T20, they've got some explosive hitters. This could be quite a match-up.
Yeah, they're a strong team. Certainly we don't take them lightly. On the team that we played against in March, there are a few additions, and certainly a very strong side there. So it is going to be a tough test this series.
Anyone in particular you're worried about? Well, not worried about, but would prefer to be out quickly.
No, they're a strong team, obviously with a lot of power behind it. But collectively, you know, you can't focus on one individual or two individuals. You know, they're a unit and a team that we'll have to beat, as opposed to beating one or two players.
Now, obviously, people are looking towards the winter. This is white ball cricket, I understand that. But do you get the feeling amongst certain players that this is their last chance to shine before the selection?
You know what, potentially. It's obviously a huge winter for red and white ball. And there's a lot of cricket to be played. So potentially it is opportunities for guys to you know, state their last case before a selection.
Final thought, still enjoying this captaincy, Lark?
Yeah, I am. It's, you know, the group of players that we have and the backroom staff we have at the moment, it's a really fulfilling an enjoyable period, certainly in my career. It's a fantastic change room to be a part of, and certainly there's a lot of energy around the group. So yeah, I'm thoroughly enjoying it.